We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter four, our preview of the Illinois game is brought to you by Shotzi's Jumbo Brats. You can find their great brats and jalapeno relish at shotzisbrats.com. Shotzi's Brats, the blue and white tailgater's choice. Ross Tucker, Jim Galante, Andy Shea, we are previewing the 9 p.m. Friday night kickoff. Penn State at Memorial Stadium in Champaign, Illinois, to play the Fighting Illini. Just for a reference point real quick, Penn State's up to a 28.5-point favorite. Originally, the line opened at 27. The over-under is around 60.5. I saw one as high as 61. That generally means with that big a spread and that kind of lowish of a point spread that you need two to tango to get an over.
Right.
Maybe they're not thinking Illinois. It's ready to tango. Are you ready to feel a little seasoned, Ross, with me?
Seasoned?
Yeah, a little. I don't use the word O-L-D. Seasoned. We're okay. More seasoned
right,
we
right.
age.
Experienced.
This is the opener for Penn State's 26th season in the Big Ten.
Oh, man. And you know what's crazy about Illinois game? That 94 game.
Yes.
That's a top 10 for sure. Maybe top 5 Penn State game in my memory.
Yeah.
That 94 game at Illinois.
I would say it would have to be even higher than that. That was the key to the undefeated season. And 94, probably the best offense Penn State's ever had.
It's still an absolute disgrace that they weren't at least co-champions.
Right. Yes. I agree.
And
I
if agree. UCF is going to do this thing where they're recognized, Penn State, is it the 25th year next year? 2019?
It was my understanding there'd be no math.
2019, next year's 25th year anniversary.
Yeah, because it's a 26th year.
If Penn State was smart and their marketing people, who we now know listen to the show, if they had any clue, next year they would announce that Penn State is 1994 national champions. That would be incredible. And just listen to everything.
Co-champs.
They beat everybody.
And if I recall correctly, I believe it was the New York Times had them as the number one team. So.
Yeah, they gave it to Nebraska, right? Because Tom Osborne had never won one or something.
That is correct.
Which was total garbage.
Right.
Total garbage.
So, Friday night game, the last time Penn State played a Friday night game was 1978. I did my research for you, Ross. Any guess who the opponent was? One guess. I'll give you one. 1978 Friday night game.
Pitt.
Good guess. Temple.
Got it.
Penn State won.
Well, actually, they played Friday since then. 1982, yeah. They played Friday afternoon against Pitt. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
That was a Thanksgiving thing, though, right? Wasn't
yeah, it?
Yeah,
it wasn't at night. But yeah. They played Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I don't count those Thanksgiving games as like a scheduled Friday.
You don't
out
count
of
a day? You don't count a day? It's a day. It's a Friday.
Okay. It was a 10-7 game anyway. So
the Temple game?
Yeah, it was 10-7.
Against Temple?
10-7, 1978. Wow. Yeah. So I want to get your thoughts on the 9 o'clock kickoff. James Franklin has said now he's past it, but I think it kind of matters a little bit on a Friday night at 9 p.m. You can replicate the Saturday thing where you play the 8 o'clock Saturday games, but it's still a little bit different.
It's a little bit different. I wonder what the atmosphere will be like. I understand why they're doing it. I'm not really a fan of it.
No, neither am I.
You know,
not at all.
You know how much I love high school football.
Yeah.
Friday nights are for high school, Saturdays for college, Sundays for NFL, and I think that works out pretty well. And if you want to get an extra game in there, doing it on Thursday nights makes sense to me.
Right.
College game, Thursday night, NFL, whatever. That said, you know, I've broadcast for the last few years Ivy League games on Friday nights. I like that gig. I like doing any game I can. And the flip side would be there are a lot of people that aren't into high school football.
Right.
And they want a game to watch on TV Friday night. So give them a game to watch. I'll give them a decent game to watch. So I get it. I really do. I get it. And so I don't have a huge problem with it. We'll see. I mean, for Penn State, it does give them an extra day to prepare. I think all of that stuff, like one day less this week, one day more next week, I think it's all highly overrated when the ball actually kicks off for the game. Nobody's like, oh, you know what? If only we had had one more day.
Right,
but,
right.
But don't you also hear when Penn State travels to the Midwest, plays a noon game in a quiet stadium? We've heard that when they go to Northwestern. Wouldn't it be a little more fun for these players, a little buzz going on because it's a Friday night, national TV, and you might actually get some Illinois fans there because they have the national
audience. Those are all good points. Is it FS1 or is it Big Ten Network?
I think it's FS1.
It is FS1.
Those are all good points, really good points, Jim. Once again, showing your value over Bob.
Just real quick, through its non-conference schedule of Appalachian State, Pitt, and Kent State, Penn State's averaging 53 points and nearly 500 yards of offense a game. And I think the most important number I can throw at you, 12 quarters of football, 3 sacks allowed. 12 quarters of football, 500 yards, 53 points, and only 3 sacks allowed for the Penn State
and
offensive
line. Well, one was Will Fry's on the stunt Saturday.
He looks a little lost.
One was, I think, mentally. Trace just held the ball too long.
Correct.
I don't remember what the other one was, but that's...
He stepped up in and tried to wiggle past a guy and got caught in the pit game. That was it.
Yeah,
he knew where he was going to take it and decided to pull it down and take the sack at the last second.
They got a bunch of guys playing really well up front. That's the best thing they've got going right now. Now they got to do that against Illinois and especially against Ohio State.
All right, quarter number 4. Our preview from the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and white. All right, remember, you can enjoy Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light every home game weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot, along with Shachi's Jumbo Brats and the 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and Wine. We're talking about Illinois. Let's talk about Illinois a little bit. Their defense allows 480 yards a game, and their pass
defense... They need to get a defensive-minded head coach in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I don't want to talk about it. And their pass defense, are you ready for this, Ross? They are ranked number 122 in FBS at 325 yards a game allowed. Now, they're 2-1.
And aren't they coming into this game beat up, too?
They are beat up, but they get the 5 guys back from the 3-game suspension, including their Bennett Williams, which is their stud safety. He's going to come back. The quarterback, A.J. Bush, the transfer from Virginia Tech, got hurt 2 games ago. Did not play last week with his hamstring injury. They played true freshman M.J. Rivers last week against South Florida. They led 19-7. He was okay, 20 for 26, 165 yards or so, but he couldn't get off of his first read. In other words, when... South Florida adjusted in the fourth quarter down 19-7 and changed up the defense. He became very, very absent, MIA, as a quarterback. When they just literally needed one more score or 3 more points to put the game away, couldn't get it for him.
They gave up 600 yards of offense, right?
411 yards passing last week. They give up 480 a game total.
This should be a massacre.
It should. How many turnovers did they create? Because I've heard that's what...
They've got 4. They got 2 guys with 2 interceptions. 2 of their young defensive backs have 2 interceptions. Their offensive line is young except for Nick Allegretti up front. He's the only veteran. He plays guard/center. But they're all either redshirt freshmen or true freshmen. They were exceptionally young last year with 3 to 4 true freshmen starting and playing regular minutes for them up front. They're a little more seasoned. They lost their stud wide receiver. They lost their number one running back. They are beat up a little bit, and I just think there's holes that Penn State can really take advantage of. But, you know, it's the Friday atmosphere that's got me kind of shrugging my shoulders a little bit. And how much does Penn State have a dog in this game, and how much do they come out and want to try to line up? Because everything tells you that this Illinois defense can be had.
Yeah, and is this a trap game? Are they looking ahead a little bit to Ohio State?
Yeah.
They always say that they don't do that, but they know what's coming.
Right.
They know what's next.
And I'll go back to my point, though, about playing at night, Friday night, national audience. That might add to their interest, make them a little more interested than normal.
Let's hope. I think it'd be great, especially since it's the fourth game, if they could get some of those true freshmen in there again for this game and have a little bit more feel for what they want to do with those guys for the rest of the year, like Awe or Owe or whatever.
Here's one of the other things. I didn't get to bring this up last week for the Kent State game, but if you think back to the Pitt game, Pitt helped Penn State well because they were terrible, and the fact that they made mistakes. Remember all the penalties Pitt had? And you came into the Kent State game. Kent State was averaging 9 for 100 yards per game through its first 2 games of penalties. Again, Kent State was never going to win that game, but they made mistakes that hurt them. Same thing, you have to look at it again this week. Illinois is the same way. They're averaging 8 penalties a game and over 80 yards a game in average through their first 3 games for penalties. You can't do that if you're Illinois against a team like Penn State and give its offense more chances. And they seem to be making a lot of mistakes against Penn State and picking up a lot of penalties because they're fast and good. But that, I think that's just a factor that's giving Penn State second chances.
Well, and Penn State conversely needs to be tightening things up. Was it 3 touchdowns last week?
Yeah.
At least 2 that they gave up because of penalties. They need to sharpen things up.
On that topic, though, where they've lost touchdowns on the offensive pass interference on the pick plays, is that the call is accurate. The call is the right call, except is that usually overlooked, Ross, or is Penn State running different kind of patterns that they're asking for the penalties?
Yeah,
what has changed? Because I can't remember the last time they've gotten that call against them.
Yeah, it's really more about the way the guy runs the route and the acting job he does. You know, these guys don't realize you don't have to pick the guy. If you just run the route a certain way, you're going to get enough of him or he's going to get enough. I feel like for some of these guys, it's like they're going to block him. You don't need to do that. You don't want to do that. If you just get in their way a little bit, you're fine. But we've seen a couple of examples where it's like a blatant pick. I thought the calls they've had to go against them so far were accurate. And I would like to think that Ricky Ronnie would make that a point of emphasis.
So the difference between it getting called or not is if you're looking like you're initiating the contact, making
yes.
a block. That's the difference.
You're allowed to run your route if it looks like you are intentionally attempting to impede the progress of a defensive back. Then they're going to call it on you.
Yeah, Pat Freiermuth blocked. That was an easy call. One last thing before we make our picks. I want to bring up Penn State's defense. Other than the truly awful fourth quarter against Appalachian State, if you think about the first 3 quarters of that game, they were a little wobbly and gave up some rushing yards early to Pitt, but recovered. The last 6 quarters, they've given up 1 touchdown, 10 total points, and pitched a pair of second-half shutouts in the blowout. All right, let's go with picks. Ross, what do you got for this week?
Penn State 49. Illinois 10.
Penn State 49, Illinois 10. I'm going to go Penn State 41, Illinois 10. And Bob's pick was 38-10 Penn State that he made on Penn Live. So,
okay, how many points is Penn State averaging this year?
53.
And what's the over-under?
60.5.
53-10 Penn State.
That'll do it. For our show from the Labatt Booth Studio, for everyone at Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.